What's up? It's your man Kylie, Fresh State. And you know what it is, it's the Hip Hop Digest Show.
But you know, I just feel like this rap game is just WWF. Everybody want, you know, get points off somebody else. I earn my respect in the streets. I got real respect. I'm not an actor. I'm not a fraud. I'm not a fake. I'm Jeezy. Every day, all day. So that's just how it feels.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. You know what?
What's up?
For some strange reason, it had to be. I'm sitting here sipping Hennessy.
Hey, this nigga starting off the show.
Yeah,
he sounded crazy. Forgive my voice. I'm coming down with a little something, something this week.
Damn.
So.
Yeah, keep it over there, nigga.
Nigga got the cross up in the back of
the line, either.
No doubt.
Human viruses.
No doubt. You want to give a shout out to Speech from Arrested Development.
Oh, yes. Interview. That brother's been down to earth.
That was damn awesome, actually.
Wasn't ready, were you?
No, I wasn't, but that was damn awesome.
It gave you a whole different opinion and a little light on them. You're like, well, damn, this is what happens when you don't know somebody and you think you know somebody until you really know them.
Right, no doubt. So anyway, I want to give a shout out to all the people rocking the Digest Tees. I see you got Houston Socialite out there, Jeffrey Woodard, rhyming and shit. You know, I want to give a shout out to everybody who's rocking it big for the Hip Hop Digest. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Drake fans are in a perpetual frenzy.
Oh, shit.
Drake One Dance become the first Spotify 1 billion streamed song. Yeah, I think you motherfuckers is lying, because how can they fucking even qualify this? I'm not seeing any data. I'm not seeing any fucking, you're just announcing it.
Snoopy Dance over there?
Yeah, a perpetual Snoopy Dance.
He said a meme.
You know what I mean? Canadian superstar has become the first artist to surpass 1 billion streams in Spotify's history. By the way of his huge hit, One Dance. Again, I'm thinking Spotify's lying.
You thinking they just making this shit up as they go
along?
They
got to be making this shit up.
A billion's a big number.
Yo, but I'm just saying, it's not even like they're providing evidence and shit. You know, I mean.
Take our word for it.
Yeah, just fucking take our word for it. You know, by the way, it's, you know, some old promo shit, 99 cents for 3 months, you know. Back, you know, backdoor shit. I just, you know,
I don't think that got nothing to do with it, though.
Really? You know? Yo,
God, that's like going to a fitness center for a free month and you don't lose no weight, man. Don't mean nothing.
So I guess
niggas in the back eating watermelon slices and shit. I go to the gym every day. You don't work out though, nigga. You back there eating donuts and shit.
So when I go to work, there's this young boy I've been developing a relationship with. Motherfucker had a nerve to come up to me and was like, man, if you look at all Drake's metrics, he's the best that ever did it. And with titles like this, with shit coming across the headlines, he's going to hit me with, did you see that? Did you see it? Talking about metrics and shit.
Straight up to my face.
Okay, well, so let me just ask this, just on the surface of what was said. Is he wrong? And does it matter? Because he might be the best at getting streams, but it still don't make you a dope MC.
Well, and that's what it came right down to. I was like, son, congratulations, he has the best metrics, but he's not an MC. Yeah, point blank, he's not an MC. You know, congratulations, he has all the metrics and shit.
It looks real good, the car's nice.
Yeah, but
got a big engine, but you don't know how to drive that motherfucker.
Nah, the clutch is all fucked up. So that's what's up.
Show do look pretty though. But so, you know what, I was thinking about that the other day, because I was listening to one of those streaming music's one of the free ones that I'm not going to say nothing about this time, but I was listening to it and a Drake came on, and before I hit the thumb down, got to thinking. I did, because I don't want to hear that. But anyway, I was thinking, you know, he's pretty, he got a lot of money, got a lot of girls, got a lot of cars, good for him, but where's the thumbs down? Because I don't want to hear you. So, I mean, I don't know what he wants. I would say exactly that to him. I would say, bro, you got a lot of stuff going good for you. And that's awesome. But I don't know what you want is when it comes to like being an MC and the fans, misconstruing that fame and money and girls and cars with being great.
Being the best.
It's crazy to me.
The only thing he's got now left really is to defend a legacy of malfeasance behind the microphone, because certainly when you have a whole team, yes, when you have a whole team of handlers and string pullers, you know, propping you up. It you know, we're not even talking about stuff that is rumor now. It's already proven. You know, he's got a whole team of niggas holding him up. That the things that the greatest in the history of the game didn't have, and I'm not talking about the occasional nigga who walked in, you know, off that Henny and then gave a great hook to Jay-Z. Now, fuck that. We're talking about motherfuckers writing and producing the whole set, and then you're coming in, being ushered in.
Oh, yeah, this nigga, he's really acting. It's like a movie
that's
set.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all set up
and
for
I
him.
Said that.
I'm like, you listen to Party Next Door in the Weeknd. That's his whole style.
And nigga, and I
that
said
that. That is Drake's whole style, Party Next Door in the Weeknd. I mean, you could say they're biting off of him, but damn, son. You know them niggas is writing all of his shit.
Well,
son.
No.
I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Help me. Help me. Are you saying that there's somebody named Party Next Door?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. After the show, look him up. Look him up. He's got hits on the radio. Party Next Door.
So it's funny that you met.
Is someone going to name themselves on going to the store to get some milk? I mean, what the fuck, yo? Damn it.
Yo.
Cat under my feet.
So, broccoli. Yo, check it out, son. This is the thing, and I said that for day one. I was like, yo, your boy is acting. He's acting. He's a pretty good actor. And so, you know, he's playing the role. So, that's what's up, man. Congratulations, I guess. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. Lupe Fiasco says he's retiring from rap. No, he's not.
Another one.
After he got popped over some anti-Semitic lyrics, the rapper announced that he was canceling all three of his upcoming albums. Lupe has been involved in a mild controversy ever since his latest song, I don't know if you want to call it a song, I guess, called Nerd, which freestyles over J. Cole's song, Everybody Dies. Lupe was involved in a public back and forth with DJBoof.com, who called out the Chicago MC, who said this motherfucker's dropping anti-Semitic lyrics. Now, I don't know if this shit rises to the level of Professor Griff. You know what I mean? And the line is basically artists getting robbed for their publishing by dirty Jewish execs who think it's alms from the covenant. Now, that doesn't rise to the level of Griff. I think it was a mild controversy from, you know, from where I stand. Now, you know, this is the first time that he said he was going to retire. He said he would retire from the microphone when he was defending Iggy Azalea. But he certainly came back quick. First of all, we know you're in agreement that he's not really retiring, right?
Yeah, we know that.
And we know that the canceled albums will be released.
Maybe.
At some point in time. He's already said he has three.
Right.
He can, so why not put them out? What is he waiting on?
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about that. His label situation is pretty precarious. He been wanted to be off, I think he's on Atlantic. But look at the amount of trap niggas on Atlantic. I mean, Kodiak Black, all them niggas is on Atlantic.
Every time I think of a bearskin rug and shit, I'm just, at Kodiak.
All those niggas on Atlantic, and they're all probably getting hella preference over Lupe any fucking way. So he's been wanting to get off the label, can't really get off the label. I don't know what kind of, you know, what he's selling. I guess he's doing a decent concert gate. And then, of course, the Jewish executive situation. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just going to put this out there. I would assume that there's probably a majority of Jewish executives running major labels.
There's a few. There's a few of them out there.
I would think most labels are run by Jewish executives. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just looking at the numbers here.
You're saying he's throwing shots in the wrong room. if you're in the music industry, you can't throw shots in that direction when you're surrounded by them, is what you're saying.
Ice Cube did it.
Yeah, but Ice Cube was coming from a different place. Right. I get it. I don't know. Lupe is one of these cats, yo. He's a funny dude because what he tries to do, he's very intelligent and could make fantastic hip hop. Personally, I haven't fucked with him since that Pete Rock shit went down. But all that being said, that he's the type of guy that's gotta let his, you know, let ignorance fly, you know, in order to keep some kind of street credibility. You know, he's smarter than that, you know, and he knows the game. And just like Kurt G said, you know, he knows who's who in the industry. But every now and then, you know, he's got to let some ignorant shit jump out his mouth just to keep some kind of credibility. Y'all motherfuckers know I'm really from the streets. You know, Vince Staples is another cat like that. Very intelligent, but y'all motherfuckers know I really kill a nigga.
Niggas telling on themselves.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. You're getting paid making music. You know? Shit.
It's part of the game these days.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's the part of that game. That shouldn't be. Nigga, just make music. And that's it. Make good music.
That ain't enough.
That way.
That's not all. You know, there's a formula. And part of that formula is counting the amount.
Yo, but I'm just saying now, there's nothing wrong with being unhappy with a contract. Maybe Lupe got a fucked up contract. Maybe he signed it when he was a youth. And he's thinking, you know what? Nah, nigga, it's time to renegotiate.
You can't renegotiate like that. they gonna kick and push your ass right out the door.
No doubt. So shout out to Lupe. Stop that retirement shit because you know it ain't going to happen. And you going to put them records out. I guarantee it.
He ain't retiring. I guarantee that.
Hey, shrimp and grits, nigga.
Oh, snap. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I can't believe it, yo. Rest in Paradise goes out to Colonel Abrams. I'm going to give a shout out to the governor who let us know Colonel Abrams died on Thanksgiving Day, November 24th, 2016. Yo, I did not know. I mean, it was just, we were out of the lab. I wasn't even connected at all. Find out that his brother passed away. He's one of the voices of the 80s. People listening to the digest may be like, who the fuck is Colonel Abrams?
Oh, yes.
Yo, Colonel Abrams was one of the voices of the 80s. That's when a grown man.
I need Lynn Rock in here right now.
Yo, right?
To sing it for me.
No, but Swerve, let's be honest, yo. That's Colonel Abrams was the voice from the 80s, but he's a grown man voice.
Oh, absolutely.
Not a lot of this today. Weekend type, you know, whispery.
Soft.
You know, none of that, not a lot of that shit. You know what I mean? Most male singers today, you know.
What's that shit they used to say that they put in the military food? Soft Peter or some shit like that?
Soft Peter.
Yes, sir. Y'all military folks know what that is.
Yeah, right. So anyway, and it's a really sad story. Colonel Abrams was homeless and was in poor health for quite some time. Marshall Jefferson from Chicago, who led an effort to try to get him some health care and get him a spot of his own, but it certainly came too late. He had a bevy of hits. Music Is the Answer. Obviously, his biggest one, Trapped. I'm Not Gonna Let, which is, I like that. And then How Soon We Forget, he had a bevy of hits. And he continued to record off and on, but nothing like his first album, nothing like the 80s hits. So we certainly want to say rest in peace out to Colonel Abrams. Again, shout to...
Not forget.
Yo, you know we try to honor. Yo, shout to the governor. Big up for hooking us up. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is... The Lox released their new album, Filthy America, It's Beautiful, through Roc Nation. I've seen that shit. Of course, you know, the obligatory picture, the Lox and Jay, you know, in the office and shit, you know.
I see the corporates making his way back into the show.
Well, look. little bit. I mean, it's funny because I seen the corporate. I seen the corporate. Who else? Yo Gotti signed to Roc Nation. He's another one. See him in the office.
It goes down in the deal.
Him and Jay. And I'm like, is Jay acting like Jay or is Jay acting like Coons?
Jay's acting like money.
There you go. The corporate.
Right.
Anyway, it's the Yonkers first LP, the Yonkers Group first LP since 2000. We Are the Streets. I can't believe it's been that long.
So let me ask this question real quick. You said it's a new album?
It's brand new. Just dropped.
So Jay putting Combs that out.
Combs let go?
Combs had to let go. You know,
yes. That whole situation was resolved because they were on the Bad Boy reunion tour. So that whole situation has been resolved, or either somebody paid Combs a lot of money. One of the two.
Well, it couldn't have been a lot of money at this point in time.
Right, exactly.
The Locke's value has dropped.
Right, right. But all that being said, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. So I listened to the album. I scanned the album. I'm just way too curious because I'm a big Locke's guy. You know, it's 2.5 trap records on there. And I say 2.5 because there's two.
How do you get a half a trap?
Well, because one record sort of has a trap beats, but they're really just ripping the mic. They really sound nice over it. The other two are full out trap records, and one got Fetty Wap on it, and the other one got Gucci Mane on it. And unless you forget, Swervin, I see you shaking your head, the whole
yes,
shit.
I am.
Unless you forget, the original pandering bear was Jada Kiss. Let's not forget our history.
He said, I started this shit.
Right. The original pandering bear. And he's still pandering a little bit. I guess, I don't know. I see it like this. You know when you're baking a pie and shit? You can't make a pie with
real,
all
real
these,
pies.
Yeah, real
pies. Like apples and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, not a street pie.
Well, we're talking about the lox and shit.
Right, not a street pie. Yeah, I better make that clear. Not a street pie, but a regular dessert pie.
Not a patty pie?
Just a dessert pie. So you can't make one slice apple and then one slice pumpkin and one slice rhubarb and one slice cherry. It doesn't cook right. It doesn't cook evenly. And so when I see a group like the Locks, who really just needs just good street East Coast style traditional beats, you know, is Guwap fans, is Waptober niggas really gonna go out and support this record?
Probably not. But as Igri said on the last show, I guess these niggas is trying to reach across the aisle and trying to bring them in to keep from being looked at as haters or something like that, and try to look like they actually are trying to get down and let me bring Guwap in, let me bring Fetty Wap in, and maybe we could build a little something.
So check it out. I got a question for you. Is it possible, and I think it could be probable, is it possible that all of us, including me, including you too, Igri, could like trap if trap niggas was really rhyming? Because at this point, what I'm gonna call regular trap niggas, I mean, Young Jeezy is sounding like KRS-One up against fucking Kodiak and them niggas, Yahtzee and them niggas.
And you know what's funny? I was just thinking about that shit today. It's funny that you said that. I'm listening to a record. It's a new 2 Chainz joint. And I'm listening to 2 Chainz, and I know I'm like, 2 Chainz, we used to throw this nigga under the bus for not being able to rhyme. But compared to these mushmouth niggas, I was like, damn, 2 Chainz don't sound bad. I'm like, how my perspective has changed on 2 Chainz because of these fucking mushmouth niggas. It's like, wow.
Well,
so if niggas was actually rhyming over these trap beats, I would be like, okay, yeah, I love it. But that's why I say I love trap beats. I love the beats. If
I'm
niggas was actually flowing over
though.
these shits, I would be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but let's go all the way back to when I was saying T.I. was the greatest at that time by default. I don't believe in giving credit for default. If we weren't feeling, I'll speak for myself. If I wasn't feeling them dudes in the early 2000s, I'm still not really feeling them. I can't help it that the rap game has just gone down the bowl. You know what I'm saying? Where you don't even have to rhyme, for real. So I can't go back and be like, well, yo, them dudes sounding dope, because they're really not when you take it for what it was. You know what I'm saying? So we going all the way down from where
I agree. We
have a level.
I agree with you, but I was just going comparatively to what was happening now. They sound, 2 Chainz sounds so much better than the niggas that's actually mushmouth right now. Not that 2 Chainz got any better. You know what I'm saying? But he sounds so much better than these niggas.
It might sound even fucking worse.
Right. So that's the point I was going to get to. I was like, are we really, you can't hold 2 Chainz up as that guy, even though he sounds, that's where my example was Jeezy. I was never a Jeezy guy.
I like Jeezy.
You know what I mean? But Jeezy sound, again, in comparison, and even to the young guys who are not really, oh yeah, I know Jeezy was in the trap or whatever, but fucking Jeezy sound like KRS-One to the ears of young people, not us.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so, and I'm not a Jeezy guy, so, you know. The locks, you know, what can I say? We're not doing a digest percentage on there. I think it's good. I think the trap records stick out like a sore thumb, but I think once you listen to them, like, damn, yo, you know, even the original Pandering Bear, when we destroyed him for putting that entire trap mixtape out, was like, damn, yo, but he is still lyrically, too bad you got to separate the wheat from the chaff in that situation, because that's what you got to do. You're going to need a fucking cotton gin to separate what Jadakiss is doing over those beats, yo. It's ridiculous.
Ain't about to make it top 10, huh?
Nah, I probably won't. But it does provide several entertaining listens in the future, but not top 10 material, no doubt. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Future. Says Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt wasn't hot until Biggie and Tupac died.
Shots fired.
I don't even know if it was a shots fired. He was in some fucking barbershop talk show with Ebro and Kevin Durant and all these other motherfuckers who probably don't know jack shit about hip-hop. LeBron, they don't know nothing about hip-hop. But anyway, the thing about it is Future right? He's telling the truth probably, but he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. How does that happen? Because the reality is, if you listen to, like, whether if you listen, if you go back early in Jay's career, and if you listen to whatever its original concept, or you listen to the Stretch and Bobbito when him and Big L is on there, fucking Big L is just fucking so much head and shoulders above Jay, it ain't even funny. But all that being said, there's a period of time in Jay's career when he's coming up, when niggas is clearly better. Now, through today's lens, it's hard to believe, you know, people think that Jay was just dropped, you know, like Mr. Wonderful. But it took a minute for Reasonable Doubt to bubble, and that's the truth. Now, I don't know how much it was aided by the death of those two other gentlemen, but what do you think about that, G? Future was right.
To me, I don't think he's right. Not in my eyes, because when I first heard Reasonable Doubt, I thought that shit was classic. That's in my eyes, just listening to, just because I liked his rhyme style and what he was saying and how he did his thing. So I don't think that had anything to do with Biggie and Pac dying. I mean, it didn't help. It helped his popularity, maybe, as far as him being the top of that commercial hip-hop chain.
I remember buying, I have the LP and I got the 12-inch Ain't No Nigga. And I originally like Ain't No Nigga strictly because of the 7 minutes of funk, you know.
But that's the record that really did it for him.
Yeah, I mean, that is the record. That actually was funny. That was the big commercial hit. I initially liked it just strictly on the fact that the 7 minutes of funk.
Yeah, 7 minutes of funk by itself is just crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. Shout out to EPMD, you know. It's my thing. So all that being said, I don't know about that, G. I remember Reasonable Doubt taking a good minute to bubble.
It did, but I'm just saying, in my opinion, that Biggie and Pac dying didn't have anything to do with it. That album eventually blowing. I don't think it had anything to do with it.
Let me ask you another way then, Curtis.
What's that?
If they were still alive making music, do you think it would have bubbled? Do you think it would have hit or whatever?
I think it would have. because a classic is a classic.
Yeah, I think it would have hit. I think it would have did the numbers it was supposed to do, and I think it would eventually go down as a classic. But I don't know.
He was making music when they were alive, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said that's why I said you go back to original concept, and then you bring him all the way up through like the Stretching Bobbito freestyle with Big L. I mean, there are, and even the situation with Jazzo, there is points in Jay's career where obviously, you know, you could tell he's young, you could tell he's raw, and he's learning lessons as he goes along. By the time Reasonable Doubt hits, I mean, I think that he's got his weight up under him. I think he would have been ready to ascend to that level. How fast it would have took him to get there, to me, is the question.
Right, because that would, like I said, his popularity is what grew when those two died.
Right,
he became the king of the commercial hip hop because Biggie and Pac had that locked.
Yes, yes. So that's what's up. So even Mushmouth niggas can get an opinion off every now and then. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the documentary, the 4-part documentary on Netflix, Hip Hop Evolution. Yo, I gotta be honest with you, yo, that joint is pretty incredible as documentaries go. They discuss the origins of hip hop. And I'm never personally ever gonna be happy because I was there during those years and they, to me, miss a lot. But in order to do a documentary, the way you got to do it, the way you got to sell it, you got to cover the big, broad strokes. And they did that. And it went from the early, early 70s. You know, people got, like DJ Hollywood got a lot of run in the first episode. Melly Mel got a lot of run. I mean, Sugar Hill Gang got a lot of run. I mean, he's really taking it piece by piece, you know. Coca La Rock got run. Cool Herc. I mean, he's not really missing too many. Cold Crush got a lot of run. I mean, he's not really missing a lot of guys and a lot of things, you know, from the 70s up to Rapper's Delight.
Right now, I would actually say that that's probably the best documentary that I've seen on hip hop.
Wow.
I would have to say that only because of the early years of actually talking. When you talk to the people that was actually participants in it and not getting second grade opinions or making up your own shit, that just makes it even better. Especially when you're doing a documentary. You need the guys that were there to actually just tell you what's going on.
Yes.
So the way he did it, I'm like, wow, okay. So I would say this has got to be the best because he actually covered early years and gave it some run. He didn't just do it as a blink. Just
went and gloss over
it. He didn't gloss over it. He actually went in.
So many documentaries, you know, they'll take an artist with a huge stature of today and then try to have him comment on what Run DMC was doing. Get the fuck out of here. You weren't even born then. I hate when documentaries do that, but he didn't do that. Like you said, he went to most of the original guys, and it probably is the best documentary. Now, King Killer, like I said before, I'm never going to be happy because I'm saying, oh, fuck, how can you miss this? You know, I mean, how, for me, like, a big thing was the Busy B, Kumo D battle, which to me ushered in the new school, the whole entire new school realm of MCing. I mean, how could you miss that? But then he covered other things.
He had Kumo D on there. Kumo D had run.
No, Kumo D got plenty of run.
Maybe he didn't want to do it because he couldn't get busy.
Maybe. That's true. I don't know. But I'm saying, but like, you can't miss that. But then he covered other things. Like, yo, I was shocked that when, by the time he got to the West Coast, that, you know, that he took it back to Philadelphia, Schoolie D got run for the original
Gangsta Rap
record. Ice-T giving him all kinds of motherfucking pub and credit, saying 6 in the morning was totally patterned after PSK. When Ron Flow and Cadence.
You can hear it if you actually know.
You could, you know. So
that's why Ice-T is a legend, because he gives credit where credit is due. He's ain't no fronting with him. He's going to give it to you straight.
Yeah. So I would agree with Kurt G. It's probably the best documentary series. And the thing, the guy was hosting it, he's a 90s guy. You know, he he's like, you know, I started, you know, rhyming and doing all of this stuff in the 90s, which he considers the golden age. So, you know, like I said, I got to give him, you know, I got to give him some credit for that. Apparently, I don't know if he's going to have any other seasons. We'll see how quick he runs up to the present day.
Right, because the way I thought it was going to do, I thought he was going to gloss over the, because they did kept showing in the preview, they showing Jay on stage. And I'm like, oh, shit, they're going to gloss through the early years and hurry up and get to talk to Jay and them niggas around Rockefeller years. But he never got to that in the whole thing. So I'm like, okay.
Right. Another thing that I thought that, again, like I said, maybe he couldn't cover it, but I thought he missed was just certain things because, you know, you can't miss the Fresh Fest. I mean, Run DMC was huge, and certainly DMC got a lot of run in there. But Run DMC, Houdini, Fat Boys, those three were co-headliners. I mean, they were all huge about the same level. I mean, Run DMC was bigger than them, but when you get into that era, I think you at least gotta at least show clips of them, Houdini, Fat Boys. But again, that's just me being ultra picky and ultra critical, and I'm like that about most things.
Well, I'm gonna just remind you that when it boils down to it, when there are sponsors and producers and executive producers, there's also a big thing called time. And I know it's a 4-episode series, but you know, hopefully it will be more. But they got a certain amount of time to get a certain amount of stuff in it.
So right, they had a window. Maybe they might have reached out to Houdini and them, but they didn't. They was busy or they couldn't get in, so they was like, right. "Well, we can't do it."
Oh, then. If I had to recommend, if I'm teaching a class and I had to throw some shit, and we're gonna watch a film today, class. Oh, I'm throwing that in because it was that informative. I'm just saying, see, that other shit I'm talking about that I could teach in class, you know, but yeah.
C-minus shit.
You know what I mean? So I could teach about the Fat Boys and Houdini and other things. Actually, probably one of my favorite parts in that documentary was when DMC was talking about how large he was. And how he had more money than God, and he's fucking driving his Cadillac, and his man gets in the whip, right?
Right, and he said his man was like, yo, I know somebody that's better than you. He was like, who? He was like, Rakim. He was like, the fuck out of my car. And he said he kept the tape, though. He listened to that nigga and was like, oh, shit, it's over for us. Well,
no, actually, yeah, what he said, and he was thinking to himself, he was thinking, damn, am I over?
Damn.
You know,
he was like, that's hip hop. What are we doing?
Right. And, you know, I love that about that documentary because, and that's not even the first time because you know, they talk about dissension, but then be honest about the dissension. You know, these young guys think that, you know, oh, these motherfuckers hate us because we young, you know, Yahtzee and these fuck y'all niggas. It's hip hop shit. You know what I mean? You have to look inward, and DMC looked inward at a lot of guys. Grandmaster Caz talked about how your outfits was getting ridiculous after a while.
Right. Because he was like, because Melly Mel was feeling a little way about it. He was like, man, y'all fucked the game up with that Adidas and all that stripped down wear. You know, we was out here, we was dressing. We was on stage. We was putting on a performance.
Right, trying to look like Rick James.
Shit.
Right.
Seriously now?
Right. But your boy, he was like, yo, you know, we took it too far.
Yeah, Grandmaster Caz was funny. He was like, yo, we started to get ridiculous after a while.
We had on eye patches. We had on fox furs and all that shit.
Yeah, that shit was funny, yo.
Big-ass Uggs-looking boots and shit.
So, yeah, so when you get a chance, Swerve and shit, yo, that is really awesome. You will appreciate it.
Get in. Yeah, now let me just say for the public that you, and I've been meaning to watch it, but it's been crazy. But you can't throw the homework at me in the morning.
No. I mean, it's not
unless
a knock
it was
on
a half hour episode or some shit.
Nah, it's not a knock on you. I'm saying we can discuss this also, you know, in later shows. I'm just saying, like Kurt G said, you know, it's probably the best documentary in a long, long, long time.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask this, you know, because it's King Killer out there in them streets watching this shit. And you've been giving out C-minuses and shit to shit that was good. So what do you give? What grade do you give this?
A-.
Okay. That's a whole lot.
I would agree.
A-.
I would agree. I would agree. This is probably the best hip hop documentary on his face right now. And I'm hoping that if he does another 4-episode series, that it's just on the golden era. Period. Just that starting with Rakim and them and building all the way up to that, just that golden era coverage for the next 4 episodes.
Right. Because if he does it right, he will show what young guys literally can't understand is when you talk about the golden era, there isn't a coast or area that didn't get a chance to shine in the golden era. Everybody got a chance to shine in the golden era. You know, it wasn't...
I don't know how... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it wasn't walled off like it is now. Every era in the golden era... So if you was in the South in the golden era, guess what? You got a chance to shine. Your area got a chance to shine. If you were in the Midwest, if you were from Cleveland, you got a chance to shine.
And they all sounded different musically.
Oh, my goodness. Seattle, you got a chance to shine. You know, it doesn't matter. So...
We gonna see what Netflix metrics look like. See if they get up there around that 1 billion area.
I don't know about that, but still, that's what's up. So anyway, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is actually, it's just a small topic. One of the things that if I was doing, and I couldn't say I would do a documentary. It's a monumental task. It's huge, and I understand that. But what I would do is do a comparison. So what we're going to do is we're going to compare 1983's Run DMC, Sucker MCs, right? Everybody knows what that sounds like. Shouldn't be no mystery. And I'm going to compare that to 1984's Divine Sounds, Do or Die, Bed-Stuy. So this is the homework assignment for the Hip Hop Digest family. If you got to listen to Sucker MCs, 1983 Run DMC, then listen to Do or Die, Bed-Stuy, Divine Sounds, 1984. Both records are Drum Machine records. One record has a little bit of cutting. I'm sorry, the DJ doing a little bit of cutting and the rhyme style. And let's take a poll at what you think is best.
Yes. Uh-oh, homework for our listeners.
Homework for the listeners.
It's a 2-second YouTube joint.
Yeah, just hit YouTube. That's all. You know what I mean? And tell me what you think is better. Sucker MCs, Do or Die, Bed-Stuy. And we'll total up the results on our next show. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Elite the Trash, the Internet Troll List. I had so much fun with this list this week because it was so funny. Some internet troll nigga put out a list, okay? And he didn't say, like, worst to first. The way he did it is put it in tiers. And behind each tier, he gave it a title, like tier 1, Rappers the Elite. Tier 2, Rappers Talented but Not Elite. Tier 3, Rappers Legends Past Their Prime. Tier 4, Underrated. Tier 5, Overrated. Tier 6, Overhype, Legends, and Tier 7, Trash. I think the way it was worded got under niggas' skin because ASAP Rocky got pissed. Everybody else had their surrogates out there sending out false Twitter and surrogate Twitters. Oh, what the fuck, y'all niggas? Y'all niggas don't know what's good, this, that, and the third. It was just hilarious because it really got under niggas' skin. So not just the list, but I think the way it was worded, it was kind of snarky in the way they did it. So I'm going to cover a little bit of that. Tier 1, the interesting thing about Tier 1, the Elite, and I've always said this, there's not a lot of room at the top, okay? He's only got 4 names up there, and it's kind of been that way for a long while where you have this elite, but it's not that many people, and motherfuckers is battling trying to get in. Of course, you got the regular names on there. Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, Chance the Rapper. What do you think about them? I don't know. I don't give a fuck. It's not about them, but it's just about...
So Drake is elite.
According to this metric.
Talking about as far as... But he didn't say he was... He didn't talk about MCs. He just said
elite. This is just...
Elite as far as... Yeah.
This is just metrics.
Drake is at the top, of the, top right. of the food chain.
Right.
Drake
top of the food chain. Right. Right. Top of the food chain.
Because Chance the Rapper said, you don't want no motherfucking problems, nigga.
Yeah. So that's true. Yeah. He better watch his ass. So actually, when I look at this situation, I think my favorite part of that entire list is the overrated list. That is hilarious, yo. Of course, A$AP Rocky name is on the overrated list.
That's why he was pissed.
Right, that's why he was pissed. Other luminaries, and whoever did the list, I mean, I don't fuck these commercial niggas, but some of these motherfuckers, I don't get it. Overrated. Dej Loaf. Fucking garbage. Yeah, fucking overrated. You know. Who else is on that motherfucker? Young M.A. Look, I know that's some lineal shit.
Ooh.
I know that's some... This is newfangled, new style rappers, this millennial shit, but really get the fuck out of here. That shit. JC called me up and asked me about that
it's
shit.
Like Young M.A.?
Yeah.
She took Bobby Shmurda's style. He ain't using it anyway.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Took beat and everything.
Ain't that the truth? So, you know. Meek Mill's on there. Here's one person that's on there that had niggas on the internet pissed. Is your boy Pusha T. Fucking internet went bananas.
Pusha T overrated?
Wow. Yeah, they put him on the overrated list, yo.
I would have some take offense to that.
Yo, son,
Pusha T is nice.
Yo, it was so funny, though. Niggas really, this list caught niggas' feelings, yo. It was just incredible, yo. Tier 7 is a funny-ass tier. Is the most populated tier as far as names. Any Lil or any Young you can think of is on the trash list.
Who's on the Legends list?
Oh.
Past their prime shit.
Legends past their prime. So here we go. Jay-Z's on the list.
Think of Over the Hill and shit?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg's on the list.
I can see that.
50's on the list.
Wow.
Eminem, Nas, Busta, Twista, Jadakiss, Kanye West, Lil Wayne, Eminem.
First of all, you said Busta Rhymes. Somebody's going to get beat up over this.
Busta going to threaten somebody.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't hear from Bus. I'm not saying he didn't say anything. It was just pretty incredible. That Legends passed their prime. I don't know about that shit. I mean, really, fucking, you could get a fucking 3-pack of those niggas that will take out every fucking young boy on this list. You know, if you're talking about MCs now. We're not talking about metrics in your light show. You know what I mean? Underrated. I don't know about that shit.
Who's
I mean,
underrated, B?
Crit is underrated.
Okay.
He's on the list.
I can agree with that.
Joey Badass is underrated on the list. Sci-High the Prince.
Okay.
They got some other motherfuckers. They got some other motherfuckers who really don't belong on there as far as underrated. One more. Dave East is on the list.
I like Dave.
Lil Dicky, the fuck out of here. Shit. That shit. Dom Kennedy.
It's Bah Humbug.
He decent.
Earl Sweatshirt.
You said Dave Kennedy, Dom Kennedy?
Yeah.
From the LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it's underrated, whatever. So, it's just funny. Overhyped Legends. That's just a joke shit, because none of those niggas
Who's an overhyped legend?
Well,
give me some names.
Lil Boosie, Yo Gotti.
Okay.
Jeezy, Ja Rule, OJ the Juice Man, Mike Jones.
Yeah. Hey. OJ the Juice Man?
Wait. What list is he on?
OJ the
overhyped
Juice Man?
Overhyped legends.
Oh, okay.
OJ the Juice Man is a legend?
Yeah, that's what was getting me.
We're not talking about a drug-selling legend here. Are we talking about drug dealing legend? Are we talking about what kind of legends is he talking about?
I don't know, but again, but like I said, it was again, B, it's not about who's on the list. I think that what got niggas is the way they worded it was snarky. And let me just go quickly to what am I looking for? Tier 2 rappers, talented but not elite. So you got Wale on that list, you got Big Sean, Childish Gambino, Travis Scott, Schoolboy Q, and Kid Cudi, which is some all of them niggas for the most part.
One rapper.
Yeah, exactly.
One long ass name.
All of them motherfuckers and shit, you know, just crazy. And so, like I said, and in Tier 7 Trash, we already covered that. All them niggas on the trash list, every last one of them niggas is encased in a trap amber fucking, you know how motherfuckers find amber shit when they looking for fossils and shit. Every last one of them niggas on the trash list is encased in amber, and it's a trap amber and shit. They just can't get out of that amber and auto-tune shit. So that's what's up. So anyway, before we forget about it, it is the wonderful world of Kurt G's albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Kevlar 7, A Beautiful Soul. Rest in peace, Kevlar 7. It's Kevlar 7, A Beautiful Soul. And then we got Dynasty Forever DY. That's Dynasty Forever DY. And the instrumental joint is 76 Inspirementals. That's 76 Inspirementals.
All right, that's what's up. So it's getting toward the end of the year. How's those top tens coming?
I'm struggling.
I'm struggling. Yeah. There's so much.
It is a lot of shit out there. I mean, I'm really, if I'm struggling, it's probably on my last two, my 9 and 10, who I'm gonna put in there, because it's like six cats that I want to just, that could be at 9 and 10. So I'm trying to see who's gonna be out.
I'm struggling from a point of order of position. Because I can't, because again, I don't listen to everything because there's too much shit out there. So I only put in my top 10 what I listen to. And just I'm struggling, keeping one nigga in, taking another nigga out, position wise. So I don't know. But
at least you ain't boycotting this year.
Nah, I didn't boycott last year.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a while since you boycotted. So that's a good thing.
Actually, the 1 year I boycotted was the year that I put all instrumental albums up.
And you inspired the instrumental album on the show.
That's what's up. So, all right then, gentlemen.
Wait a minute, but since it is the end of the year, there's still time to get them Hip Hop Digest t-shirts and hoodies and what else we got on there. So, you know, to get past that first page on our website, there's 3 pages on our whack website. Get in there. You know, get you some.
You know, the website is whack, though.
But the content is wonderful.
That's what's good.
Sir.
All right, we'll see y'all next week then, right?
All right. Sir.
Peace.
One.
Peace.
Bitches call me Don Pablo, Louis Vuitton Pancho, photos with my eyes low, strapped wherever I go. I know. Yola in the bando, rolling up in fronto, toe tag and won't brag about it, now you John Doe. If you need a joint, play the point, Rondo, tanning out in Cali El Segundo. Left your baby mama with a mind blown, took a trip to Cabo, nigga got some work, now he think he El Chapo. Masked up, hoodie low, creeping through your block slow, trying to find a lick, we can split, get the night. Swerving off the Henny, but I'm watching out for potholes. Thinking of them nights, I was stressing in the box, bro. Chiefin' like Danto, only afford McDonald's. OJ, I'm in the Bronco, me and Blanco. Spanish pot, steak and cilantro, El Guapo. Howdy, cop the cuatro, coca for your nostril. Shining everywhere I walk, I make the whole block glow. Fly young nigga, get into it, bet your pops know. Hottest in my city, all the judges and the cops know. Call my nigga Gato, my jeans used to be Paco. Baby mother Spanish, nigga fell in love with tacos. I was in Miami up and lived, me and Capo. Man, undercovers in the building, I did not know. I come from the town that's famous for the Apollo. When you getting money, even famous bitches swallow. Hit it from a DM, I ain't even have to follow. Rosé to the face, I ain't never passed the bottle. I'm always sick, I don't never need a doc, no. True dope boy, I'm always looking like I got coke. Bitches call me Don Pablo, Louis Vuitton Pancho. Photos with my eyes low, strapped wherever I go. I know. Bitches call me Don Pablo, Louis Vuitton Pancho. Photos with my eyes low, strapped wherever I go. Nigga got some work, now he think he El Chapo. Nigga got some work, now he think he El Chapo. I know. Bitches call me Don Pablo. We'll be right back.
specialist when penning this. I'm just playing all the percentages. Stay involved with the menaces. Play the part of a chemist. Mixing deadly words and making them venomous. Remember this, wasn't raised with the etiquette since the days of a genesis. Now I benefit, cause the game is back in its genesis. I'm reacting like Emmitt Smith. Fourth quarter, yeah. 2 minutes left in this here is a tall order. Let's go. It's more slaughter. Farewells and our fathers. Yeah. Say a prayer, the day is here that you all thought of. On your corner, they talk Sodom, but no Gomorrah. Wow. So who's saying to think that our people is more poorer? Black. I'm more for them. Yeah. Niggas running from court orders. I'm used to niggas with tall goals that fall shorter.
Time I see you, you be where the Knox park. Spring is fucking wheel like con art. That's always the hard part. You just stay quiet when the guard bark. Every gun I carry knows bigger than the aardvark. The only way to get him is to get him when the car start. With the combination of skill and cunning of card sharks. Finny let them dogs bark, then him see a large spark. I'm a fucking lion, I suffer from an enlarged heart. Put him where it's all dark, vomit and piss. And I only fuck with noodles if he promise me chips. Cause I always gotta have like 20,000 on my wrist. With a bitch that exists, suck swallowing dips. I'm the one that you rappers call when you want raw. Have a bunch of young bulls aiming at your front door. This the 12th round and y'all are standing on sacred ground. Take the pound and teach your workers how you should break it down.
All the time like they bitches on the line, but I'm different. I'm spitting what I kick is off the mind, then it's written on the line. Nothing slick for you to find. If you slipping, then you blind. Take a sipping of this wine, start tripping off the vine. God given, I ain't lying, I'm different. I'm from the side of homicide and hard living, where my niggas go to jail and come home hard as they winning. Kids grow up even harder being fatherless victims. Moms never got support, so she bothered the system. If I ever go to court again, God is my witness. Whoever pointing fingers at me better not be a witness. But enough with the fake though, I'm trying to stack pesos. Pussy by the pound and Coronas by the caseload. Move out of town, build a house from the base flow. Everything good when you know that it's paid for.
I want it all, armor on Benz and endless pace.
To different door on the streets of New York.
Campaign is E-N-B-Y-M-E-B-I-D.
Soon as you start sleeping, catching you off guard.
I want it all, armor on Benz and endless pace.
To different door on the streets of New York.
Don't get mad cause I'm doing things you just can't.
Yeah, I'm a genius, and I'm from motherfucking Queens, bitch. So don't sleep or take my kindness for weakness. 11368, where you can catch a sick fade with a switchblade if you don't get your shit straight. Where the haters hang on everything I dictate. They must love the way my dictates. I live great, live great, and make legendary moves. So when I'm in the cemetery, dead and buried, dude, I leave a legacy, become a melody that plays on for centuries. Something that they pass down until they see. Pure pedigree, God in the flesh. From the artery, my artistry's a bond to the chest. But your lungs is too weak, inhaled it too deep. Wheezing, blaming me for the reason you lose sleep. We gon' fight fair, your worst nightmare. Light years ahead of you fuckers on the mic. Yeah.
I want it all, armor on Benz and endless pace.
Down to different door on the streets of New York.
Haters E-N-B-Y-M-E-B-I-D.
Soon as you start sleeping, catching you on guard.
I want it all, armor on Benz and endless pace.
Down to different door on the streets of New York.
Yeah.
Get back, cause I'm doing things you just can't.
All right. Yeah. Yo, I shine like the torch on the Liberty statue. Special deliveries, my similes are blasting. Metaphors got police coming for more avenues. Lyrical crime flow, chopping bodies in bathrooms. Thinking you can fuck with me, they all gon' laugh at you. Used to be a peacemaker, but now I'd rather stab you. Always been confident, violence is the way you like. Just beat my whole rhythm when I'm spitting on a mic. Floor nigga, make them taste the concrete. Bloody sights, Snow White gets me. Pinoy, gun game is tight. Alright, dirty Sprite, Mets fitted, white night. Strippers, Sue's rendezvous, they fucking all night.
You on Instagram, worry about life. I'm on Instagram, politicking shows and overseas flights. 5-star hotels, that overseas night. Social media checks now, my bank account is alright.
I want it all, armor on Benz and endless pace.
Down to different door on the streets of New York.
Haters, E-N-B-Y-B-I-B.
As soon as you start sleeping, catching you off guard.
I want it all, armor on Benz and endless pace.
Nigga, I been getting money since day one. That's real talk. Open my wings to a new day. Spread my lungs, get laced. Throw on my kicks, count my hundreds. Throw some shit in my stomach. Vacuum seal the onions. Hit the corner, then collect money. Heard some niggas acting like they could fuck with my bread. Out of town, niggas too, couldn't come to the stat. Two dudes in particular. Shit's ridiculous, you ain't a god. Stick to karate, really god body. Makes a lot to the east, no pork on my fork. Hopped in the wells and slid off. Twinned the tree back up. Got off the tri-borough, hit the Henry Hutch. Fuck it, let's slide through the ruckus. Roll the windows down, the Wu-Tang bring the ruckus. A bunch of silly motherfuckers frontin' for the public. Fuck you, eat a dick and love it.
Open my eyes to a new day. On the rise like a souffle. Shorty body wrapped in a duvet. Bad bitches wanna hog the covers. Light the gas, big room for the smog to hover. Things stacked against me, but them odds is butter. I don't sweat shit, even in tech fleece at 90 degrees. Eyes peeled for the grimiest D's. Push the bends on the look for the grimiest thieves. This jersey, Jilzy even jack your shit. Got dykes rocking dreads that'll smack your bitch. But I can't complain, nigga, it's home. Chrome triggers is blown, my zone roam. Nigga, leave me alone. All I do is shit penny. Trying not to get hit with the semi, cause the land full of envy. But the cops always ruin the spot. They got rubber glocks aimed at your knot. Ayo, son.
As I flip through the page of my wave, I see ghosts under umbrellas laying in shade. I'm stuck in my own glitch, pardon the phase. Niggas ask why the music don't come out. I'll sit around, rap all day, slime my dumb out. Mexico, cocos and weed till we run out. My typical LA night. I thank God for the hills and the Hollywood skyline. But I do miss summer in New York. Hempstead block parties, niggas popping corks. Every bitch in the city claims she a boss. With a baby father, typical black girl laws. Gotta love them, no hoes and sitchos. I miss my Trini bitches the most. New York nigga out in LA, the wave goes. Balance fame with pain, I can't complain.
They got us laid down on the ground, holding us down. If somebody snitch, we might be going down. I took off cause I had the 4 pound. The cops start bucking, we dipped around the corner. Jumped in the bucket, then floated across the water. Hit my OG, I used to rip his daughter. Chilled out, lay low until the morning. Painting real pictures of real stories. Like 9-1, my man got clapped up. 24 hours, we was masked up. I gotta get him, not good with taking losses. Infamous cartel, you know we got enforces. We in the Porsche, cigar with my hat low. Gat on my lap, done, you never know. Head nigga in charge with no bodyguard. Queens niggas for life, you know we go hard. Nah, we do it, son.
Hey y'all, I want everybody to throw your hands in the air if you love cold cash money. One time in a row, repeat after me and say money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money.
Here we go.
Ball with the ball, ba ding a ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Then you ball with the ball, ba ding a ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie.
Right now, y'all, it's time to prepare for your number one rapper of the year. So just stop what you're doing and listen to me. I'm gonna rap to you all about making money.
With the ball, ba ding a ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Then you ball with the ball, ba ding a ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie.
To learn to make money, just listen to me. Taking advice from AJ and Vicious Lee. Buy 2 turntables and a microphone, and you will never get the girls to ever leave you alone. And if this don't work, I don't know what to say, because it worked for me, and I'm now on my way.
Work, word em up, word em up. Work, word em up, word em up, y'all.
Now a lady I know whose name was Bunny walked around town spending cold cash money. Bunny spent money each and every day. She had it like that since the start of May. Because a man hit the number and it must be told. He ran out of town and left Bunny at home. He shouldn't have gone out and left her that way. Because Bunny hit the number the very next day. She called the Daily News and then they told the Post. I heard her on the phone, she began to boast. They hung up the phone, rushed to the scene to interview her.
her in that brown limousine. She was a six-door caddy with a TV and bar. And there was a space antenna at the back of the car. I watched her tour the streets all through the night. To make money like her, you had to be alright. With the ball with the ball, but ding da ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie. The ball with the ball, but ding da ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie. I make money too, man. Hey, y'all. Make money? Dig this. Money today is the root to all evil. I'm telling you the truth and not trying to mislead you. It makes people act in a strange, strange way. And then they wind up in jail for 20 or 30 days. The best thing to do is just to cool out. You have a pocket full of money, and that's without a doubt. Because money today has gotten a little hard. So wake up every morning and be ready to start. Now you're riding to work or going to school. Just do it every day and it'll help you. Your friends are laughing joke, but pay them no mind. Because you'll be making money all the time. Come on, one. Come on, juice two. Come on, one, two, three, oh! Ball with the ball, the ding a ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Then your ball with the ball, the ding diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Money is fun, and that's the fact. I know the party people who got it like that. And the more money you make, y'all, the easier you sleep. So when you run into a million, don't be cheap. But try to buy a couple houses and a couple diamond rings. Buy a pretty girl a parrot, you know what you sing. You're making money, ha, I'm making money, ha, I'm making money. Keep making cash money, and you know that. Yeah, yeah, we get money now. We on our way. Come on, y'all. Cold cash money, listen to the busy beat, because this ain't funny. Gonna rap to you all, got to let you know that money is here and it's not gonna go. So before I end my show, I got to give you a taste of the man that's running first in this money making race. All the way to New York City with the voice of solid gold, your number one rapper that'll never grow old. I'm not your cartoon character, they call Bugs Bunny. Hear me out one time, I'm talking about money. We are making money, making money. Party people over there is making money. Young ladies right there making money. Party people right there making money, making money. Come on, one, two, come on, one, two, three. Ball with the ball, but ding da ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Then your ball with the ball, but ding da ding, diggy diggy diggy, shake the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Everybody say la 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 la. I'm gonna go to the end now. Hear me out. Well, that's how it happened in the middle of May. So I bought me a jet and a new place to stay. The bottom was mine and I gave it up. Yes, a couple of days I ran in some luck. I found a place where I can rock it twice. So I'm down with Sugar Hill and I'm skating on ice. From north to south, they hear me come out my mouth. From south to north and I rock back and forth. From west to east, just to get a piece. From east to west, cause they heard I'm the best. With the ball and the ball, but ding a ding, diggy diggy diggy, sing the boogie to the bang bang boogie. With the ball and the ball, but ding a ding, diggy diggy diggy, sing the boogie to the bang bang boogie. With the ball with the ball, but ding a ding, diggy 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 diggy, take it away. Everybody say la 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 la. Come on y'all, one more time, come on y'all. La 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 la. One time.